Today's show is sponsored by Creating Better Days and their line of high-quality CBD products. The benefits of including CBD into your wellness lifestyle are well documented, but with so many brands, it's hard to know which one to trust. Creating Better Days' manufacturing process includes an additional step that includes nano-emulsification technology, making their products more effective, faster absorbent, and more potent. And with the transparency of specific QR codes and lot numbers on each package, you can be confident that you always receive the highest quality CBD from U.S.-grown hemp. To learn more about Creating Better Days' high-quality CBD products and to receive 20% off today's order, go to creatingbetterdays.com and use coupon code RAISING at checkout. That's creatingbetterdays.com, coupon code RAISING at checkout. Creating Better Days, trusted, high-quality hemp CBD products.
In a little bit of oil that is now being disseminated into these little vape cartridges, and then the person on the other end is now inhaling this. And what we're saying is the contaminants are endemic within the substrates. And that's why you want to have that certificate of analysis, because otherwise you're rolling the dice.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston, and on today's show, how the current vaping crisis is impacting the industry, and what this team of industry veterans is doing to educate the public. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Dino Chunganaki from Happy Plant Company, Jessica Chandler, and Denise Mahaffey from Trinity Global Enterprises. Denise, Jessica, and Dino, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, for our avid listeners, today's show will be a departure from our normal Raising Cannabis Capital format so we can address the current vaping crisis. And our guests today have done extensive research and are here to talk about the possible causes and some solutions. First off, thank you for all the work that you have done, and thank you for helping us get the word out about this. It's really a scary issue right now.
Thank you for the opportunity for us to get out there and get the message out for the average person who doesn't know substrate from anything.
And you know, you mentioned substrate, Dino, and I think that's a good place for us to start. Give our audience some foundation before we really dig deep and explain what a substrate is.
Funny you should say foundation, because that's exactly what a substrate is. If you can imagine a Twinkie, it's the nice little stuff on the outside, not the cream filling. It's a structure, and that's what you're going to put your plants into, and then your plant's roots are going to go through there and grow and absorb all the yummy goodness that you're going to pour into your substrate, which acts as a sponge. And that's, we're running into the issues and the problem.
You've done a lot of research on this, and you're finding that the substrates are causing a lot of the problems.
What we're finding is that the actual substrates themselves are contaminated. So you're starting out from a negative. And when you start digging into what they have in these substrates, it's a horror show. You'll end up with things like heavy metal contamination, which could be lead, mercury, arsenic, or cadmium. You'll also end up with things like fusarium, pythium. And these are the situations where you'll get your root rot, your root mush, your powdery mildew outbreaks. In dealing with the analysis on a lot of these substrates, this is where it's coming from.
So let me just take a step back. Are there ways to avoid buying substrates that have contaminants?
Yes. Well, the thing is, these substrates, they need to have what's called a COA, Certificate of Analysis. What we have done with independent research is discovered that over 40% of the coconut core out there is contaminated with these pathogens.
Denise, you were involved in the process of trying to piece this together.
You know, Dan, I've been in the industry since 2013, so I've seen so many of these reports coming out of mold and cannabis and health recalls for mold and yeast. It doesn't have any geographic boundaries to this problem. You've got international issues now between Canada and Europe. So I consulted Dino, who has more than 25 years in the agriculture industry, and he does produce contaminant-free agriculture. So when it came to the substrate, most popular is coconut core and cocoa peat. So we took five of the more popular brands of cocoa substrate. And lo and behold, we got the laboratory tests back and 40% came back with pathogenic mold.
Oh my God.
We decided it warranted a public service announcement. So we put together a public service announcement to educate the public on the vaping crisis, because people are not understanding why is there even fungicide in vape oil.
I want to take a quick break to thank you for listening to today's show. As the leading cannabis podcast network, we're constantly adding new cannabis podcasts to support our industry's growth. And that's why we're so excited to announce our newest podcast, The Cannabis Breakout. The show is about the thousands of Americans who remain in prison for violating cannabis laws that have long since been overturned. The Cannabis Breakout gives cannabis political prisoners a voice. If you're a former cannabis prisoner or have a loved one who is a cannabis prisoner, we want to share your story. Please go to mjbulls.com and sign up to be a guest. Let's bring this back to the consumer. I go to the dispensary. I want to get some vaping products. How do I know that what I'm buying is safe?
Ask for the certificate of analysis.
So the COA is the key to this. Will all products have that?
There are certain companies out there that are doing it right. Remember, a vape is a blown oil. So they'll take all the materials that are clipped. They'll reduce it down through CO2 extraction. So now you end up with a concentrated oil that is then put into these cartridges. So you're not only concentrating the THC and all the other benefits of the plant, you're also concentrating the inputs. So if you're reducing down not only the oils, but the fungicides and the insecticides, now you have a concentrated version of that product in a little bit of oil that is now being disseminated into these little vape cartridges. And then the person on the other end is now inhaling this. And what we're saying is the contaminants are endemic within the substrates. And that's why you want to have that certificate of analysis, because otherwise you're rolling the dice.
That's really good advice. And I think it kind of rolls into, I'd say, one of the positive results of the crisis so far, is it's really identified a pretty significant black market, counterfeit market of vape products. And a lot of named products are being counterfeit made and sold as legit. And that's a scary thing.
Well, there was a report that just came out of Los Angeles, and what Dina was saying explains that. And so if the crop is pure enough to pass the COA and to be sold as a retail product, that's where it's being packaged and sold as retail product. However, if there is a questionable crop and it will not pass COA, some of the less than conscientious growers are reducing that oil down. And you cannot tell based on the packaging. If there is no COA, if there's no QR code on a package to get you to a COA, if there's nothing listed on a website, don't buy it.
Guys, I appreciate you taking the time to really start from the foundation and working our way all the way up to where we are right now. Denise, can you give us the address of the PSA?
It is located at plantstds.com. That's plantstds.com, plant substrate transmitted diseases. Our PSA is entitled COA to CYA.
Okay. Dino's company again is Happy Plant Company, and Denise and Jessica are from Trinity Global Enterprises. So guys, really appreciate you being on the show. I wish we had more time for this, because I just think we just scratched the surface, but thanks for doing this. Dino, you had one thing you wanted to leave us with.
Yes. The one thing I wanted to leave you with is this: your listening audience are investors in the cannabis industry. And as an investor, the due diligence has to be there, because otherwise you're risking your investment capital. I just heard today, $60 million crop blown out because of hail. All of a sudden there's a increase in price in Colorado because of bad weather and frost. Understood. Those are situations that are from God. Can't control that. However, if you're talking about contaminated inputs, your supervisor, the guy in charge of your grow, all he has to do is find the correct products, the correct inputs, so that you don't risk all your investment dollar. If we do that, a lot of the situations that we are encountering right now, they will disappear.
Obviously, we can feel the passion in your voice, but I think this is something that we all have to take responsibility for. And thank you for leading the charge.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Raising Cannabis Capital. To learn more about today's guest or to become a guest, visit our website at mjbulls.com. Today's show is produced by MJ Bulls Media, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.